Amen. Amen. I'd like to thank the praise team for the beautiful music that they give us each week. Thank the musicians, bass player, the drummer. They've added a tremendous amount to the live flavor and flair and feel of the music. I'd like to thank Christian for being our worship leader and for that song. And I'd like to thank C. Elijah for the introduction that he gives me every Sunday. And, you know, it makes it, I remember a couple of people I had introduced, really famous. And both of them asked me, could I travel with them and introduce them? I said, no, I'm sorry, you're great, but I'm not traveling with you to introduce you. So fortunately, C. Elijah doesn't have to travel. He's already here. And I thank him just for that power and enthusiasm and joy that he puts in. And now, Pastor Nathaniel, that makes a difference. It really makes a difference. Bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you. In thy son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And today I want to give you some keys that will increase your happiness. So just stay tuned. Grab this key or these keys and watch your joy in life increase.
And now for the 10 blessings of being grateful.
Welcome to Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. And a few days ago, I was out of town, and most of you know I only work Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And usually most times after that, I will take off and I'll travel all over the country or all over the world. And usually before I do, I will ask God, Lord, where do I go? And last week he spoke, I want you to go to the closest city in Florida. So I pulled up the map on my computer and clicked on varying cities and calculated the distance from my office to that city. And the closest city was a city called Marianna, Florida. And then I looked at the hotels. There weren't but a few. But I was led to this really economical hotel. It was $50 a night. Now, for anyone who travels or has been to a hotel lately, $50 is really, really, really cheap. The average hotel is between $100 to $200 a night. So they normally average $125 to $150 a night. But it was kind of where I was led to go. And I read the reviews, and I saw just even in the reviews a reflection of life. Because about three-fourths of the reviews says, this hotel, it's old. It's a motel, not a hotel. A motel is the one where the door faces outside and it's one level. It's old style. So it's a motel. They say it's old, but it's really, really super clean. And a lot of people are giving it 4 or 5 stars. They said just because it's just so clean. But you had about a fourth of the people, they rated it a 1 star. Because let me tell you people, in a $50 hotel room, you can find something wrong. If it's $50 a night, you can find something wrong. But that's where God led me to go. And while I was there, he spoke, I want you to teach today on being grateful. Now, we've taught multiple messages, see Elijah and I, just about being thankful, about being grateful. But God knew that for some reason for today, he wanted me to just teach on being grateful. And it'd be a little bit different angle than normal. And this is just entitled, The 10 Blessings of Being Grateful. Now, I want to read a few scriptures. Revelation 11:16 And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and washed and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned." So I want you, first of all, to see the 24 elders in heaven. And they fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thee thanks on earth as it is in heaven." Revelation 7:11. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." There are even verses where even the beast who were around the throne, they worship God and they gave thanks. This is what is going on in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. Now, a third of the angels were booted out, and I can guarantee you they were not giving thanks. They were not grateful. So even in heaven, just as on earth as it is in heaven, even in heaven, you got some beings, because all of them weren't human. Some of y'all think you got racial problems on earth. Wait till you get to heaven. You upset because somebody has a different complexion of skin. Wait till you get to heaven and somebody got feathers and beaks and a lion and an eagle and all this kind. They're not even the same species. And you got trouble down here with a tint of skin. And you get to heaven and you got to deal with intelligent, talking, thinking beast. So if you think you got a racial problem here, wait till you get to heaven. So here the elders and then the angels and the beast all worshiping, praising God, giving thanks. Now, Romans 1st chapter 21st verse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. This is the other extreme. So when they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, neither were thankful, but they became vain in their imagination. I did all this. Didn't me. I'm great. And as a result, their foolish heart was darkened. And then a verse that we're familiar with, it's more traditional with the thankful, grateful theme, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Life will give you some glorious opportunities to be thankful. When I got ready to head out of town last week, as I opened my trunk to put my bag in, I noticed there on the driver's side in the trunk, right where the strut that holds the trunk of it, I noticed there was all this silver metallic powder. And I looked at it and I said, uh-oh. This is aluminum, because I have a, for those of you who know, I have a Tesla Model S that's been converted into a convertible. It's probably the only one on like it on the planet. But there was all these metal shavings there in the trunk. And I said, this is not good. But I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. See, first of all, it was you who directed me to get this car. You knew what was going to happen. And Lord, whatever this is causing all these shavings, I am thankful that, first of all, I got another car. So even if it breaks, I got another car. Second of all, I got the money to get it fixed, even if it does need fixing. So I got in the car, I drove down, and I vacuumed it out before I got in the car, got all the metal shavings, drove down, a couple of days later, opened the trunk, metal shavings there again. I was, oh boy, this is not good. So I emailed the company that did the convertible conversion. I said, look, I got all these metal shavings. I took pictures, did a video, showed them exactly what was happening. I said, I don't know what's going on here, but you got fabric all over this. I need to pull it out and look at it because it's too expensive for me to ship the car all the way there and have you fix it and ship it back. If you can tell me what's under there, I probably can fix it myself. I said, but regardless, I am thankful it hadn't broken down. It's still driving well. And they emailed me back a couple of days later. They said, we took it to the engineering team. This is probably some metal shavings that's just left over and it's just falling out. I said, boy, that's a big relief. See, be thankful in everything. That's why I said give thanks in everything, not just the good stuff. There is always a positive because trust me, things can be a lot worse, a whole lot worse. So if you find the beauty and if you find the blessing and if you find the joy in every situation, and then when I went in my hotel room, my $50 a night room, I opened the door, and it wasn't fancy. Carpet was matured. I went in the bathroom, and the sink had all these little spider cracks in it. It worked, but you could tell it was old. But it was like the reviews. It was super clean. And normally, I leave a big tip whenever I stay in the hotel for the housekeeping staff. But I heard God speak, I want you not to leave any money, but I want you to fix up this room. The room had a refrigerator, it had a microwave, had a desk, and that was about it. So what I did, I went and bought a fancy coffee maker because it didn't have a coffee machine. I bought a fancy wooden tray to put it all on. In the bathroom, the towel racks were no longer there that are normally on the back of the door. There were holes, and you could tell they'd been pulled out. So I went to the hardware store, got new towel racks, mounted all that stuff, fixed it up. And then they didn't have any USB ports for plugging in. I went and got a fancy USB hub and mounted that and got it. So when the maid walks into the room, it's going to be a different room. You can complain or you can improve. And it's a different mindset. See, when you hear God, the world and the darkness of the world will have you complaining about stuff. The light of Christ will have you to bring light in a situation. And it's like customers. I kind of saw why God led me to stay there. They have about 30 rooms in that motel. And never did I see more than one additional guest. So there was only me and one other person. And then one morning, I heard the other guests leaving, and they were just fussing and cussing at the manager. I said, whoo, they were fussing and cussing. Because you can find some stuff wrong. And I'm sure, now, I will tell you this. I wouldn't have wanted to take my good baby to that room. See, it was fine for me. But I wouldn't have taken my good baby to that room. So you got to have some wisdom with some of this stuff. I can make it fine, but I wouldn't take my good baby to that room. So you can decide which end you're going to be on. You can be on the thankful end, the one that sees appreciation, the one that sees the neatness and the cleanness and all of the niceness of it. Or you can see the one that sees the stuff that's missing, the stuff you can complain about, the stuff that's wrong. You can take either extreme, and then if you see the beauty, then you can say, I am going to leave this better than I found it, like no other customer. And those are the two extremes in life. You can be the cursing or the blessing. And that choice is in your hand, because it's not the situation. It's whether you choose to be the cursing or the blessing. And these are 10 research-proven results of being grateful. And it's from an article in Psychology Today by Dr. Lisa Firestone. And these are the 10 things that science. Now, the Bible will often tell you to do stuff, but it often doesn't tell you why. It's like it'll tell you to wash your hands, but it doesn't tell you why. So it'll tell you to be thankful in all things, but it doesn't tell you why. So these are the research that tells you why the Bible tells you to be thankful and to be grateful. Number one, you have greater happiness. Research proven. Number two, you have more optimism and positive emotions. Number three, you have new and lasting relationships. I know you're saying, what can being thankful have to do with me having new and lasting relationships? I had a glimpse of that when I went to Jim's. Now, Jim's is a buffet-style restaurant in Marianna. I'd gone there twice while I was there. They have, you know, typical buffet with your all your different vegetables, because most of the time I just get a vegetable plate, so they had all your different vegetables, and then they had these desserts. You all know I have a problem with, and they had this peach cobbler. I don't want to get into that peach cobbler. That peach cobbler was the best peach cobbler I'd ever had in my life. I got some the first day I went there, and I knew that I shouldn't have that peach cobbler. In the second day that I went there, I was struggling with that peach cobbler. And it was like I was struggling with the devil with that peach cobbler, because the devil was telling me, boy, you know this peach cobbler is good. And he wasn't lying. See, that's the problem. The devil is a liar, but he wasn't lying then, because it was good. So I struggled with that peach cobbler. But the second time that I went to Jim's, it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it was a non-busy time. And all of the people there, they were cleaning off the tables, I guess, after the lunch crowd, getting it ready for the dinner crowd. So I'm just standing there at the cash register, because you had to pay before you got your food. So I'm standing there, been there about 5 minutes, and I caught one of the waitresses. I just raised my hand to let her know I was there. And she said, oh, she came right over, and she ran my credit card, gave me my ticket, and then showed me to my table. And then I said, well, you're doing a lot. You're having to bust the tables and then serve the customers and then man the cashier. I said, you're really doing a lot. And she says, I just enjoy it. She said, this place is such a nice place to work, and I'm so thankful for my job, and I get to meet all of these nice, interesting people. Now, first of all, I got a good baby, so I wasn't looking for anybody. But I didn't think about it until I was actually driving back, because I wasn't looking for anybody. And she was not my physical style. But she had such a joy and a glow on her face. And I began thinking about this woman driving back. I said, even though I'm not looking for anybody, even though the woman is not my physical style, this woman was so thankful at her job that I imagine she has the same thankfulness at home. Because see, if you don't appreciate your job, chances are you ain't gonna appreciate your husband. You cuss your boss, you talk about your coworkers, you're fussing right and left. Chances are when you get home, you're going to give him or her the same hell you gave him at the job. So I'm thinking about this, and I'm saying, even though this woman is not my physical style, as I thought about it, I would rather have her than somebody who was more my physical side with a grumpy, ungrateful, unappreciative attitude. Because, you know, you learn to adjust to the physical. But that mental and that mouth and that spirit going to haunt you forever. So I saw just how new and lasting relationships. Because when you are grateful and when you appreciate, first of all, it makes you attractive to a like spirit. And then it makes it last. Number three, new and lasting relationships. Number four, better health. Number five, more progress toward personal goals. Number six, fewer aches and pain. Fewer aches and pain, just to be grateful. You see, if you got pain in your left knee, you need to be grateful you don't have pain in your right knee. You need to be grateful you don't have pain in your hip. You need to be grateful you don't have pain in your neck. You need to be grateful you don't have pain in your back. If you focus on what there is to be thankful for, you'll be surprised how the pain in your left knee will start to go away. And you will be happier because now you realize even though you may have something wrong, you got way more things right than you have wrong. So even you have fewer aches and pains, this is all research proven, when you are grateful. Number 7, more alertness and determination. Number 8, increased generosity and empathy. That's why even when I went to that motel, I could see that I'm one of the few customers there, so I knew their budget had to be really, really tight. And God told me, you leave this place. You fix it up. You fix up this room, so this is going to be the best room in that hotel. And I wiped everything. All the maid got to do is put the towels in the basket and change the sheets. Everything else is just as spotless. It was cleaner when I left than it was before I got there. So it gives you a greater sense of generosity and empathy when you are grateful. It makes a difference. Number 9, better sleep. And number 10, improved self-esteem. Now, those are the 10 blessings of being grateful, but I want to talk just a few minutes from why do people have such a challenge and such a problem of being grateful in life? And Dr. Firestone had some points from her practice of a practicing psychologist of people who she deal with. And she says, it is difficult to acknowledge what we have. One of the explanations people give for why they've stopped showing appreciation or even feeling it is that they have simply stopped paying attention as their lives have become more sped up and routine. Part of the reason we start to take things, including relationships, for granted in this way is because it's actually hard to recognize and have feelings for what we have. Slowing down and living in a state in which we feel more present and aware of what makes us happy gives our lives meaning. Now, what she says is this. We are so busy doing so much stuff, and some of it is not even productive stuff. We just scrolling social media all day long, but we're so busy doing stuff that we can't take time to be grateful. One of the things I noticed when I was in Marianna, it's a small town, but all the people were just unusually friendly. Have you noticed that? Small towns versus big cities. In small towns, you're just walking into Walmart, and people say, hey, how you doing? How you feeling today? Don't know them. Never seen them. And you can tell it's genuine. They give you this big old smile. How you doing? How you feeling today? I am excellent. How are you? Oh, I'm doing just fine. You will not get that in a big city. Small towns, it's slower, and they have a greater sense of appreciation and feeling for life. Here, we're just so busy, often going nowhere, doing nothing. Yes. Not really, but we're just busy. Yes. So sometimes you have to slow down just to appreciate. And sometimes we're hesitant to be grateful. As much as we would all say we want to have love and acknowledgement and happiness, kindness and generosity, it can be very hard to accept these for a variety of reasons. For example, in a relationship, to love means we are vulnerable, which puts us in a position where we have something to lose. When you open your heart, and particularly people who have had trauma in the past, when you've had trauma, your heart becomes wounded, and as a result, it becomes scarred. And I'm not talking about adult trauma. Most of this stuff comes from childhood. That's why if you go to a psychologist, they go back and ask you what happened in your childhood. And you'll often find that's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. See, that's got good and bad. When you train the proper actions, the proper thinking, the proper direction, they won't depart from that. But when you scar and put negative stuff, they won't depart from that either. So often our trauma, it's not even adult trauma. It's childhood trauma. It's sibling rivalry. trauma. It's the fact that, well, you know, my daddy or my mama liked my brother or sister better than they did me. And this thing starts to root in, and then you start having inferiority complex just because you felt one of your parents liked one of your siblings better than they did you. So now you go through life with these glasses that everybody, because mama or daddy you thought did it, now everybody looks down on you. Now, it may sound crazy, but it's real. And that's why the psychologist will take you back to your childhood, because most of this stuff starts rooting way back in the childhood. So when you feel that you don't deserve, that's why that last one was the increase of self-esteem when you become grateful. When you're not grateful and when your self-esteem is low, it's hard for you to even take a compliment. And when it's hard for you to take a compliment, it's hard for you to give a compliment. Because we don't relate to the world as it is, we relate to the world as we are. So as we learn how to become more grateful, it will open up some things within us. It'll break some scars. It'll break some chains that have held us since childhood. And this stuff is real. This stuff is real, just as real as it can be. Some of us have these fears. And we don't know where they came from. We just scared of some stuff. And we don't know where it came from. So we've got phobias and insecurities. And all of this stuff can block us from enjoying life and be thankful and being grateful. And it gives us not rose-colored glasses. It gives us some dark shades of gray where everything that we see is colored through these past experiences that have been painful. And sometimes psychology can help us to recognize it, but there's also the power of Christ. And that's why God is love. And sometimes when the power of Christ and the power of love, sometimes that stuff can be broken in an instant. You've dealt with this stuff 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Most folk die with it. And it's never resolved. They die with it. They die with it because they had a, you know, it used to be stuff was just, we hear a lot about problems with daddies, but there's a lot of problems with mamas. So by the time you get through with problems with daddy, if you go and check prison, 95% of the men in prison have an issue with their daddy. So that stuff manifests in all kinds of ways. So if we can learn to let some of this stuff go, and a lot of times it happens by you just becoming thankful for everything that you run across. In all things, there is something to be thankful for. Sometimes when I went to the store and all of the parking spaces were full, and there was only a parking spot way at the back. And as I drive past the handicap spots, just open, I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that I don't have the privilege of parking in the handicap spot. Thank you. And then when I get way back to the back, thank you, Lord, that I can get right up out of my car and walk right to where I'm going, and my left knee is fine. And my right knee is fine. And my ankles are fine. And my hips are fine. Thank you, Father. See, my back is fine. See, you can't fully appreciate until you lost something.
That's right.
Till your left knee is hurt. Till your back is hurt. Till your foot has hurt. Till your hip is hurt. Till your shoulders have hurt. And when you've dealt with the pain and you're over it, then you can appreciate when you're pain-free.
Amen.
But so many people would spend that time fussing about the walk, because they couldn't find a close-up parking spot. Same situation, one thankful,
right,
one ungrateful, one cursing,
yeah,
one blessing,
yeah,
one thanking the Father for all things, the other not even thinking about thanking the Father.
Right.
You have a choice of which one you choose to be.
Yeah.
You are worthy. You see, one of the things that all of this stuff causes, and one of the major, major, major things dealing with people when they are not thankful, is that they don't feel worthy. They don't feel worthy. Because of one thing or another, they feel that, well, nobody appreciates me. Nobody loves me. Nobody values me. Folk think I'm stupid. And sometimes it's they like them better. Even if they like me a whole lot, they like them better. Therefore, I cannot be thankful for what I've got because they like them better. When you can eliminate all of this negative baggage and do what's called, the modern psychology calls it mindfulness. Jesus just put it in the verse that I've talked about when I preached the sermon, enjoy the day that God had told me. Don't worry about what's coming tomorrow. Right. Live today. Live what you got. Don't worry about what your brother or your sister, don't worry about what anybody else has. Enjoy what you have. And be thankful. If you don't have a fancy car, be thankful that you're riding in a $100,000 bus. Now, that may sound crazy until you've been to other countries and you've seen what their mass transit system looks like. When you see folk literally hanging on to the bus, hanging outside of the bus, you got a bus that's supposed to take 25 folk and you got 40 folk on the bus. So you don't appreciate what you have until you've seen other stuff. But once you see that, you become so thankful. So even if you don't have a fancy car, be thankful you got a fancy public transportation system and you can get there on the bus in full health and strength. It's not what it is. It's what we are thankful for that makes a difference. First, you need to develop a habit of simply saying, I don't care what you call God. I simply say, thank you, Father. It's my thing that I've repeat under my breath, so thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You may want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yahweh. God has 100 different names. Thank you, El Shaddai. You call him what you want to call him, but you know who he is. The key is not the name. The key is the thankfulness, because there's a bunch of names of God. The Bible has about 25 different names for God. So you call him what you call him. Father, Lord, Master, whatever you want to call him. The point is not the name, except when it comes to the name of Jesus, because there's no other name above that name. But whatever you call him, whether you call him Jesus or Yahshua, the key is you got to think. And you got to be thankful for what he has granted you already. I had a situation recently. James called me and he said, have you been thanking God like he told you for the daily deposit and sales in Century? And this was something God had told me years ago, because I get a report, and James get a copy of it also, of the daily sales and the daily deposit. And he said, every time you get that report, you should thank me for the sales and deposit with your company. So James said, are you still thanking God for that? I said, no, sir. I forgot. I get the report 5 days a week. I forgot. Well, how long you been forgot? It's been a long time. I ain't thought about it in ages. I'm just being real with you. We're like that. And that's one of the things of why we lose thankfulness, is because of routine. Man bring the check in every week or every month. It becomes routine. Woman put your food on your table every day. Every day you got breakfast or you got dinner. She prepares your stuff every day and it becomes routine. So because it becomes routine, we stop being thankful, because it's now something that we expect and we think we are entitled to. And we lose thankfulness. They've been faithful day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And you stop being thankful. Have you been thanking God every day for the deposit and the sales? No, I forgot. How many of you have forgotten to thank God for so much? And see, we don't forget to ask for what we think we're missing, but we forget to be thankful for that which we have. Teach my people about gratefulness. And when you become grateful, you will find that you got way more stuff than you need. Because it's hard to even thank God for everything that you already have. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. When I say that, I'm talking about my heavenly Father, but I'm even thankful for my earthly Father. Because so much of my training, so much of my thought pattern, even my material resource came from the foundation my earthly father laid. Now, my earthly father was tough. That man made me so mad so many times. Woo, that man made me mad. Woo! Because he had me do stuff I just didn't want to do. I just didn't want to do it. But now, as I look back, I am so thankful to have a father who could have seen the wisdom. And that's the way God is with you. He sees stuff you need, but you don't want to do it. He sees the training that you need, but you don't want to go through it. Lord, thank you for the training. Thank you for the tough things I've had to endure, because it is these things that has helped to develop my spirit. Thank you, Father. The power of gratefulness. And most of us have not utilized that power. And once we start utilizing it to the fullest, it will change our lives, our joy, even our very bodies to a whole new level. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because, brother, you need the Word.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was the message titled, The 10 Blessings of Being Grateful, by Nathaniel Bronner. This message is number 2035. That's 2035. To listen to thousands of free messages, or to send this message number 2035 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because, brother, you need the Word.
From Brothers of the Word.